Fine. Sorry about the delay. Let us discuss what? Good. No, no. I never assume there'll be Beetle Torah if I'm not here. Could be when I am here, there's Beetle Torah. I'm not sure what's worse. Okay, so we saw the goyim there. Tzarich Chazara. Fine, let's go weiter. Rabbi Yisrael says unto Zatzal, famous story, Nosapam, the Mokum Rachok, Kedei Labea, Liboy, Shel Echad Hamaskilim, Ulenasot Lachziru B'tshuva. Rabbi Yisrael says unto spent a lot of time traveling around the world doing Kiruv Rechokim and Kravim. He had a bigger problem. So he went somewhere to try and convince one of the Maskilim, the so-called, what they called enlightened ones, to get him to be Chayza B'tshuva. Remember, we're looking at this interface between stage one and stage two, where stage one represents the open revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem revealing himself to us. So Rabbi Yisrael mentioned to him the Nisim HaGadoilim Shenasol HaVaseini B'Mitzrayim. HaMaskil turned to any man in Chas V'Chil HaDebukol HaDvarim Alonu. This Maskil said, I don't really believe in all of that stuff. If there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but do I know Magalis at Smoach Shab? So why doesn't he do all miracles and reveal himself now? Good question. The Torah is full of Hashem, correct? And in the world, you don't see anything. That's a good question, a very powerful question. Why do we see everywhere in the Torah Hashem? And you look at the world, you don't see anything. That's a good question. But that starts his new safer on that, dealing with that problem. If the Torah is the blueprint of the universe, the Torah should be in the world. So the Torah is all about Hashem. When you look at the world, you should see Hashem like they did in the shrine. Correct, but that's a good question. Where do you see Hashem? It's all black and pitch. Tzadik v'raloi, Rosh v'toiv lo, the whole world's hafuch from Torah's emes. That's not a bad question. The answer we know already, but the question is a penetrating question. Anyway, we have to understand when you're in phase two, why you're not seeing the light, or phase one. That's the question, correct? In other words, when you're in phase two, why aren't you seeing and feeling what you felt in phase one? I'm telling you what the maskilim was. No, we ask the question because the question is the answer. You're in phase two. That's why you're experiencing what you're experiencing. So this maskil said, "Ani lo maamin mustachaber." If a Kodesh Baruch Hu is around, so magali yourself now, like you did then. You see, there's no. It's some stories. Rabbi said, "Lo heishivlo." That's the best answer to give sometimes. You just keep quiet. When time nichnes a bita ketana shaloisa maskil asher chon choyal yodai kameiti v'achinu chamoden. In the meantime, this Maskil's daughter came home from the school she was learning on, the best possible secular education you can get, Rahman al-Itzlan. She was learning then the modern education system that was then in the times of the Maskil. She came home with a certificate of achievement as a dancer. She done some ballet or dancing or whatever, and she got the first prize. So she came up with a certificate, very proud of herself, that she got this accomplishment. Hamaskil Rabbi Idisha Nachas, he was getting so much nachas from his daughter. You see, oh, look at my daughter, she's a nachas. Rabbi Salam, okay, any mom in the Tudaze. Rabbi Salam said, I don't believe the certificate, it's meaningless. Kirak Tanit Mufasi, who says she can dance? Well, Lachena, they're kind of fun of. If she really is a good dancer, I want to see her dancing. I don't, this piece of paper is worth nothing. What does it mean? Who says she can dance? Maybe it's a forgery. Habat Nivgad Amkenish Mosa, she was very offended, the daughter. Vamra Babuzlavi, and she says very arrogantly to her father, Viki Zil Zoken Ze. Because this old man from the dark ones, they called him, there was the maskinim with the enlightened ones, and the Rabbonim, Aris Sultananta was from the dark ones, you know, the Schwarzes. I have to dance. If any man in Shiloyam, who doesn't believe I can dance, he doesn't have to believe. I'm going to dance for him because he doesn't believe it. As I'm a result of my skill, Rav Yisrael said to the maskil, you've got the answer to your question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kvar rachad lefaneinu v'meshech kol alpaim shnei Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu danced kiviyochel in front of us for the 2,000 years of Torah. Hu gilias yecholtoi v'es shlitosei b'kol ha'olam. He revealed his abilities and his total control over all the world. Yesh lanu gam tudah, and we also have a certificate of that. HaTudah ya Torah kadosh yesed imsoru lanu ish mi pi ish. In an unbroken Messiah from Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe, Yeshua, Vishul, all the way down to today, an unbroken tradition of that certificate. He doesn't have to dance again just because you've got doubts. Moiradik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu giles avoso aleinu b'apayim shneis Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us and the love he has for us during the 2,000 years of Torah. Open. Open revelation. Tzadik v'toivah. B'tochnu boi v'noson lanu akol. We had b'tochen in him and he gave us everything. L'umazois b'apayim shneis Mashiach. Anachnu megalim es avoseinu alav. The shoes are now the foot now. We need to reveal our love to him unconditionally. When someone's showering love and warmth and all gifts on you, it's not so hard to love them back. But how do we know that it's a avish and tolu b'dova? It's when it's choshech, like it is now, and you megale your love for Kodesh Baruch Hu when there's no external reasons to do it, really. It's emes mipnei she'emes. Good question. Okay, that's a good question. Why Hashem does what he does, it's hard to ask. Why he did it that way? Why did he do it this way? But we know why. This particular question you're asking, why, we do know why. You want to add to that? Oh, okay. We do know why. It takes us all the way back to why did Hashem create the world in the first place? To understand why he set up the world the way he did, you first have to know why he set it up in the first place anyway. Correct? If you don't agree with my assumptions, just tell me. But to know why he did a certain thing, you don't always know why, because that's why he's Hashem. But we do know why he created the world, at least what Chazal had revealed to us. Obviously, why he created the world is cause. That's the real answer to that question. Cause. He created the world, cause. Cause he created the world. Why? Cause. There's no why by Hashem. There's no pre-existing factor that causes Hashem to do anything. He does what he does because that's what he does. Okay? We can't understand Hashem's essence and why he does anything. But in the world that he created, what he was megalit to us, Chazal revealed to us certain things about why Hashem created the world. He created the world because he wants to give. He wants to give the ultimate. Because Hashem gives, he wants to give the best. Now, I'm not going into why it has to be this way, because that's a fascinating discussion on its own, but we're not going to go into that now. But when you get something for nothing, it's not so nice. He wants us to earn it because then that's yours and it's much more geschmack. Why do you create the world in the way that you get it for free and fulfilled? That's another interesting question. He couldn't have done that like that. So one second, he creates the world in a way that you get a chance to earn it. Fine. We're getting to the core of what this is about. That means there's an opportunity to choose to earn it, an opportunity to choose not to earn it. Now, when Hashem's Magali himself in a flash of glory, or the Dugma, you're standing next to a policeman, you don't steal. Not because you're not a thief, not because you don't want to, just because you don't have Bechira there. It's not Shaykh to steal, it's a sugar now. When you're standing next to the cop, you don't steal. As soon as it goes away, then you steal. You understand? You don't have Bechira at that moment. So it's kind of, it's not 100% because we never lose our Bechira, but it's kind of like you don't have Bechira when a Kodesh Baruch Hu is blasting you with 10 makas, sea splitting, open miracles. It's very hard to. You're doing it because, you know, like I said, someone's showering you with all these gifts. If you are to say, well, you know, I don't know. But you're not earning it then. So why do you need that stage one? Because without that, I just dump you into Auschwitz and say, go for it. What resources do you have to get through the dark moment? You have to have a male phase of inspiration, of clarity. Then it gets taken away, and then you have to have the female dimension where you actually build the child. if you're getting the moshel. The biological moshel is very, very enlightening. Why do you need the male phase and the female phase, and you need the conception and you need the pregnancy? That's the moshel. Talishol girls out of Mitzrayim in a blaze of glory. They cross Yam Suf, and where are they now? Phase two. It's Sfiras Haemer. Darkness. You're in the desert. There's no ruchnias, no water. No ruchnias. Terrible nishainas until they get where? They get to Sinai. They get to Har Sinai. They get to Torah. What's that? That's the moment they had before they crossed the Yam. What did she do to get there? Nothing. Gift. You didn't earn that. At that point, the Yam sang, what is horrible. We can't tell the difference between these people and the Mitzrayim. So what did you do to earn those revelations? Nothing. Why did you get them? I want to show you what you're capable of. Now take it away. Now you go build it. And it repeats itself every Leila Seder. Leila Seder, you can go to places you can't go any other time of the year. You can jump. You can posach. You can go over levels. The rest of you, you want to grow spiritually. It's one small step at a time. Pesach, you can leap to very high places. Leil Shemurim. But it gets taken away on second day Pesach, and now you have to go rebuild it in 49 hard, painful, difficult stages. And then when you get to, you get back to Shavuos, where you get stage three, which is Kabbalah Sateira. Everything in the world is more complex. There's the male dimension, phase one, there's the female dimension, phase two, and then there's the child, which is phase three, which is exactly what phase one was, but now you've earned it. Excellent. That's another way. Yes. Yes.
You can take a whole period of something for me, all of stage one. Let's say, for example, leaving Mitzrayim, and thereafter, be stage one. But within stage one, there's a little stage one, two.
Excellent. Excellent. Right. Excellent. Excellent. Everything's like that. Right. Because everything contains everything. Remember, your nose could be a toe. Fortunately for you, it's not. But your nose could be a toa, because the cell on your nose has everything in it to create everything. It's just, you have to know what's shining bright at this particular moment.
Even within a 10-minute moment.
In a one-second moment, you will have all three phases. And in your life, if you look at it, you'll have some things that are in phase one, some in two, and some have already achieved three. Yes. Your marriage is probably in phase two. Unless you've got to phase three already, but that's not so possible. Unlikely it's still in phase one, because you've all been married for more than 7 days. Your Torah learning might be at phase one, although I would probably guess it's in phase two as well. Yeah, they are different days. Yeah, you're getting new levels of, you've been shown something new that you're capable of. Of course, that bounces around. But in the global macrocosmic scheme of things, where we're looking at the world in these two phases, Alpaim Shnos Torah, Alshan Shnos Ikkus of Mashiach, before we get to the final revelation, you'll have lots of different experiences of stage one and stage two. But Be'ikaron, you have stage one, which is Moshe, Torah Shebikhtav, Giluim, open miracles, and then Nevuah, and then you have phase two, where it's Rabbi Akiva with Torah Shebapeh, with Tzadik V'Ra'lo. With no open miracles, you can see there are plenty of miracles. There's a lot of Hashem in the world. You just have to open your eyes. It's not so hard to see Hashem in the world. But you have to do the work. It doesn't get given to you for free. Okay. I'm glad you asked the question, because it just helps us to chaza. If you don't chaza, you lose the thread here. The Maisa Hesteinu Mukhlat. And he explains that, Makuda. The Hester that we have today is not 100%. Yesh bo gam or. There's light as well. There's bits of phase one that seep through. Gam b'shonim eilu gilu lana kosh bochu nisim giluim ala de'avodu v'anemonim ha'poitchim bo v'koyach b'tchuna machazak. There were all the way through. Anybody who any musag of what was going on in Reb Chaim Kanievsky's house knew there was sometimes open miracle. That story of his with the locust. It was a clear open miracle, that story, the following of the stories, the open miracles. Certain great people had open miracles. They were rare, and they were in only specific places and times, but they were there. And I'm gilim elu einu ma'havim es ikat tafkidainu b'duazir. But that doesn't represent the ikar void of this generation. Ulam hainitztrochim mipam lepam. You need them sometimes. B'shar shem megoidel atzoros v'oitzim ha'yusurim yegliya tlalus v'olmatzav shol kimat abdun. From all the tzoros and all the pain and all the suffering, tlalus v'ol gets to a point of they just can't anymore. That's why he's a shah, not an akkadosh baruch hu leiv tzaddik of a chesod of legalot moivsin. Just gives great people an opportunity to the chazak the am with wonders and miracles. Kadei lechazak yadayim rafos and levovos nishbarim adayim munasa kedoisha. Hashem gives, he gives us boosts, he gives us chizuk, because we shattered and broken, and you need so akkadosh baruch hu does miracles for us. You speak to people who had during the 48 war and the 6 day war, open miracles to a nation that had just crawled out of Auschwitz. We messed up. We missed the plot. We slipped into such a koich vayit simyoni that we slipped up badly. About the end of the day, there were open miracles. Anybody who was there, you speak to people that were there, they'll tell you there were poshut open miracles. Or some of the Egyptian commanders that were there, they'll tell you more than I'll teach you in school today in this country, how many miracles were taking place. Open miracles. Jets that the midstream saw, they didn't exist. Thousands of tanks coming towards him, that's why I surrendered with two tanks. Open source, it's a well-known mice. Somebody once asked a cousin of him, the colonel in the army just before the Six-Day War, what's going to be? He said, I don't know, but it can't last more than 6 days. He said, why? He said, we only have bullets for 6 days. What he said before the war. But not one but told me this. A cousin of me was a colonel in the army. That's what he told him. Anyway, I'm saying if you open your eyes a little bit, but those miracles can be misinterpreted. You can say our army was better than their army. Their army was better than theirs. We had more. It's nonsense. But that's, if you don't want to see Hashem, you can cook up anything. It's well known, they asked, he was a Yid, he went to study at West Point Academy, that's the famous American military academy. So there they study all wars and different strategies, and they know the history of war, and you look at all the battles and wars. That's what they did there, they did wars. So he was very shocked because none of the wars in Israel were discussed. So it was a political thing. So the anti-Semitism, whatever. So he went quietly to the head there, whatever, and he said, I don't understand. You know, these are important wars. Why don't we learn them? There's nothing to learn from them militarily. Absolutely nothing to learn from not the Six-Day War, the Yom Kippur War, the War of Independence in 56. Nothing to learn from those wars militarily. We don't study miracles here. Yeah, we study military strategies. Miracles, we don't have anything to do with. So there were miracles. Why? Because you just crawled out of Auschwitz. The nation's broken and shattered. Sometimes the shit even in phase two. You'll have sparks of miracles, but that's not the Ikka Avoida. The Ikka Avoida is not to go look for the miracle. The Ikka Avoida is in the darkness to Megala the light. That's the Ikka Avoida.